Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio, and on the phone with us is Mr. Riley Frank. Mr. Frank is the jazz band instructor at Montevideo Senior High School, and thanks for joining us, Mr. Frank.
Thank you so much. I'm really glad to be here.
Yeah, you've got a huge event coming up. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So this year, we're hosting our 24th annual Flood of Jazz concert at the Hollywood Theater downtown in Montevideo, and we've got all three of our jazz groups that are going to be performing there. We've got our high school jazz band, our middle school jazz band, and our high school jazz choir that are all putting together lots of music to be able to perform at this event. It's going to be a big one.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And the title is what? Flood of Jazz?
Yep. Flood of Jazz, and our theming this year, we do a new theme every year. Our theming this year is Flood of Jazz Royal Garden. So there's going to be themes of royalty and kind of gardeny type stuff, and there's dessert offered at the performance, so you get a free dessert when you come in and get your ticket, and yeah, Royal
well,
Garden.
You just convinced me to come now, so you mentioned dessert. Tell us a little bit about the Montevideo Senior High Music Department, Mr. Frank.
Yeah, absolutely. So as it stands right now, there are actually two instrumental instructors at Montevideo, myself and Mackenzie Landmark, who is in her first year of teaching here as well. Mackenzie Landmark, Mrs. Landmark, she teaches our high school band, and she also teaches our eighth grade band, and then I run things at the beginning side. So I start off our students in sixth grade as they begin learning their instruments for the first time, and I have them in seventh grade as well. In total, we have about 200 students in our band program through the entire program from sixth grade up to high school.
Wow.
And we... Yeah, that might about 200, 150 to 200.
Yep.
And we offer a whole variety of things that they get to do. The most obvious of which to the community are events like this, our Flood of Jazz performance, and our annual band carnival that we've been hosting. And then we also have pep bands that our senior high band plays a whole lot at, and that's the other big thing that they get to do as well.
Okay. All right, so tell me a little bit. I know there's a difference between jazz and your regular band, but what kind of instruments are used in a jazz band?
Yeah, absolutely. So the jazz band features three main instruments, the saxophone, the trumpet, and the trombone. And it also includes what we call rhythm sections. So there's a drum set that plays and keeps a beat, and then we have a bass player, and a piano player, so they hold down the groove while the horn section with the trombones and the trumpets and the saxophones play through the music. It's usually another big difference between a jazz ensemble and a concert ensemble is a jazz ensemble is usually self-run, wherein they don't necessarily need a conductor. So the drum set player keeps the beat, and they are able to play with each other without needing to watch anybody and keep time with them, unlike our concert ensemble, which usually has a conductor in front, letting them know what to do and where to come in that way.
Okay. So how did you get involved in teaching band schooling and stuff, Mr. Frank?
Yeah, so growing up, I actually started playing the saxophone. That was my first instrument, and so I've been in band for as long as I've been able to. And before I wanted to be a music teacher per se, or a band teacher per se, I knew I wanted to teach in some capacity, and I initially wanted to teach elementary, to be a positive role model, and I just love getting folks to see that light bulb moment where they get to learn something new that they've never seen before. It's just one of those fascinating things to me that I love to find. And so I put the connection later on in my life that, hey, I'm not so bad at this music thing, and I still love to teach, and I think music is a pretty important part of a lot of students' lives, and so I wanted to be the one that was able to provide that for folks and offer that to everybody.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good numbers there at Montevideo High School. I know just a couple weeks ago I attended one of your concerts. My granddaughter Greta is in sixth grade. I think it was the sixth, seventh, and eighth grade band. If I'm not, was that the concert they were involved
yeah,
in?
Yeah, okay. That particular concert actually featured our entire program. So we had our sixth grade band, our seventh grade band, our eighth grade band, and our high school ensemble all performing in the one concert.
And the community band too was there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really that was quite a night. A lot of instruments on the gym floor that night.
Oh yeah.
So tell us a little bit about when this is and how people can get tickets, and tell us a little bit more about that again.
Absolutely. So, yeah, our Flood of Jazz performance is going to be on Saturday, April 26th. It'll be at the Hollywood on Main in downtown Montevideo. The performance starts at 6:30. The doors will open at 6 p.m. The tickets are going to be $12.50 if you order ahead of time by going to the Montevideo School website or calling the Montevideo High School office, or the tickets will be $15 at the door with limited seating available for folks if they come right at that time.
Okay, and dessert, right?
Yes, and dessert included in the ticket price. Absolutely.
Can't beat that.
Uh-huh.
All right. All right, did we cover everything there? Anything else you'd like to add? This sounds like a fun night.
Yeah, I think it's going to be it's a wonderful opportunity. If you don't have anything going on that Saturday night, you can come down and watch some really awesome music being made, get a dessert out of the deal, and enjoy your listening to what these student musicians can do. They've worked really hard for this performance, and I'm excited to showcase all of their efforts.
All right, real good. Mr. Frank, thank you very much for your time, and looking forward to a nice evening there at the Hollywood on Main on Saturday, April 26th, 6:30 it starts, right?
Yes, 6:30.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Yep, that's Mr. Riley Frank, the jazz band instructor at Montevideo Senior High School.